Day get together. You are very welcome. Thank you so much for being there. I hope you're having an absolutely wonderful day. And you know, it seems to come around faster and faster and faster. Monday, next Monday, is Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And just a few days after that will be 9/11. Crazy, right? Well, every 9/11, my friend Bob Lyons, he does something pretty special. He's joining us right now on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. How you doing, Bob?
How you doing, Simon?
I'm good. Tell everybody what it is that inspires you to continue to do this. You know, 9/11 happened before my producer was born. Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely. Yep, yep. No, I was working in the New York City metro area that year, and that morning I was right across over in West Orange, New Jersey, and the day before I was working about 10 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and so I was pretty familiar with Lower Manhattan when all that hit, and when you're in that area, it's pretty scary once you figure out what's going on. And I will never forget a month later when we were allowed to go back in the city, you could still smell it. And I'll never forget that smell. And so that's what carries this passion and this drive to do it every year, because I know we're getting further and further away from the date. But for some of us, especially the families, that day is like yesterday.
Hmm. No, everyone that was alive, I think, knows exactly where they were, what happened. And it's something that's hard to really describe to people who've never been through anything like that. You know, everyone, I'm sure, knew exactly where they were when they heard about Pearl Harbor. And everyone, I'm absolutely sure, when they heard about 9/11, know exactly what they were doing. I was in England, and I was making my final plans to come here at the time. And I just went out for lunch with a friend of mine, and I was on my way back, and light rain just started to fall, and I'm very conscious of that because I had a convertible back then, and I had the roof down. It was just light rain, so I just let it continue. I didn't pull over or anything. And the radio says a small plane has hit one of the Twin Towers. And I don't know, there was just something about the way they reported that. I'm thinking, Nah, this doesn't sound right. And I was the boss. It was my company. So instead of going back to the office, I went home. And I went into my living room. I turned on CNN because back then you could kind of trust it. And anyway, I sat down on my sofa as the second plane hit. And then I didn't move for about 8 hours.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, when we saw the initial plane on TV in the break room, you know, everybody, you know, we were like everybody else. We thought it was an accident. And so, you know, kind of carried on. And we went upstairs to the roof of our building, and we could see it from across the river.
Mm.
That's an image that I didn't take a picture of because I didn't want to have that.
I understand. You know, look, another friend of mine, in fact, he's filled in for me on this show, Mike Opelka. He was working on Z100 in New York. Do you remember Z100?
I do not.
Okay. Well, anyway, you don't have to. But he went out after the first one hit, and he just took a picture of it. Really, because, you know, the building's on fire and everything else, and it's New York, and man, that's, hope they get everybody out, took a picture. What he didn't realize is he actually caught a picture of the second plane just before it hit.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, so, we all remember it. What is it that you do every year?
Well, we started something there, and I'm still working here in India now. Over there, it's called March to the Capitol. And it is, in simplest terms, it's a walk. But it's a walk like nothing else you've ever seen, because we ask people to bring their American flags, and it's a line of American flags walking on 9/11. Now, the total distance is daunting to many. But they, you know, people who choose to walk with us can walk whatever distance they want to walk. And there's always Uber and Lyft to get them back to the, or where they started. But the entire distance is 21 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask, well, why 21 miles? That is a walking 21-gun salute to the victims and to the heroes. And it's also, when you walk 21 miles, you feel it. And I tell people here that as you're getting into the upper teens to close to 20 miles and you're starting to hurt, that's nothing compared to what the people in the tower were going through that day. But that's just kind of a physical reminder of their pain in a way. And the neat thing about the walk is the rest stops are fire stations. So the community gets to engage and interact with the first responders all day long, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They get free food from Chick-fil-A at one of the stops. The whole thing is free. Get a free T-shirt. And we do ask those who want to walk to sign up at marchtothecapitol.com. We're not going to bug you, but it's a way to get a head count, you know, for supplies and such. But yeah, the whole thing is free, and we'll be doing it every year. And I'll be out here in Indiana until my body says no. Mike Duncan, he's one of the two firefighters who took it over on the ground over there.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for those guys, it wouldn't exist anymore over there. So they are a huge blessing. And his number, if people aren't web savvy, is 515-779-7997. Yeah, it's just a visual line of flags the entire day. We got police escorts to block intersections.
Right. What time does it start, Bob?
Yes, sir. It starts at 9:11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
At Waukee Centennial Park, but we ask people to get there around 8:30 so they can get their T-shirt and cover some logistics and whatnot. And on the website, it shows you where the fire stations are at. People can feel free to join up even at a fire station if they don't want to start at Centennial Park.
So marchtothecapitol.com, marchtothecapitol.com. And what time do you think you'll be arriving at our Golden Domes?
Oh, they'll be out there around probably 7 p.m. It definitely takes it the entire day.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is to bring an American flag, size doesn't matter, large or small. And the other neat thing is the people who see this thing go by. A friend of mine here in Indiana said, we're bringing the memorial to the neighborhoods, which is really exactly right. So it's really, really cool.
It really is. Marchtothecapitol.com. We're going to give you a minute to grab a pencil, and then Bob is going to give that that phone number out one more time in case you want to call and just register. It's an important thing that goes on. We really should never, ever forget. Now, I just told you, my producer was not born when 9/11 happened. I'm curious how much education you've had on it, Will. How much do you think you know about 9/11? It's not a pop quiz. I'm just curious how much studying, if any, you were given in school. I mean, now you're a senior at Drake, but...
I'll be honest, the most time we ever spent on it was the one day on 9/11 when we would have school on September 11th, and I did more like looking into like two planes that hit, what times they hit, and then the plane that hit the Pentagon, then the plane that crashed in the field in Pennsylvania. I learned some of that on my own, but we would only really learn about it for one day.
Mm. And that, of course, would only be when 9/11 fell on a weekday.
Exactly.
If it fell on a weekend, nothing.
I believe so. I don't think they covered it if it was on a weekend.
Yeah, as I say, it's not a pop quiz, and I'm not in any way condemning you for what knowledge you don't have, because it's really not on you. You weren't born. It's on our education system. Are you shocked by that, Bob?
I am, and our daughter is in 8th grade, and kind of the same thing. I'm going to be kind of monitoring to see what she learns each year from here on out, just out of curiosity and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, here's something you may not know. People in the buildings had a decision to make. They knew they were dead. So I can burn alive or I can throw myself out of this tower. And a lot of people chose to jump out of the tower.
The images I've seen of that, it's horrifying. Mm. Just horrifying to look at.
It really is.
It's very sobering. And, you know, it's I know that the further and further away we get from that date, you know, people do kind of just go about their daily lives again. And this is one way that they can change that.
Let's give out that phone number one more time. If you want to march to the Capitol on September 11th, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just do a mile. If you only feel you can do a mile, do a mile. Sure. What's the phone number?
Yep, Mike Duncan at 515-779-7997.
Bob Lyons, thank you very much. Appreciate you. It is an important thing that you have kept going, and we're very grateful.
Well, thank you, sir, and have a great day.
You too. There you go. It is 5:40.